Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Nick Cleese, Washington High School speech coach. First, can you tell us about what happened last week at the district speech contest?
Yeah, we left the high school about 6:30 in the morning and drove through the fog to Wapello. And once we got there, we had only a few minutes to kind of settle down and check out the space before we started performing. We had 9 events go through a 6-hour period. So with warm-ups and cool-downs and getting to and from performance spaces, there's a lot of movement. But our events are spread out enough that most students were able to see almost every other event that performed. So it was a day that was filled with, you know, performing and then waiting to perform your next set, meanwhile going out and checking out what other students were doing.
And it was a pretty successful day for Washington.
It was successful, yeah. Out of the 9 events that performed, 8 got Division I ratings, which is the best rating you can receive at districts, and it also advances you to the state contest. And because our students are usually double entered in events or they're performing more than one event, that means that every student that went to districts will go to state with us.
What are some of the categories that they'll be performing at state?
I believe there's 4 categories in total. We have 2 musical theater acts. We've got 1 ensemble. We have 3 improv groups. We have a 1-act play, which is a 30-minute piece. And then we have a short film. So I suppose that's 5 different events.
What do they do now and between the time they go to state?
We polish and keep our energy up. You know, the fact that they received 1s at district shows that they have practiced and honed a piece that is performable and enjoyable. And so the fundamentals are there. Right now we're focusing on, you know, sort of polishing certain parts that maybe we didn't have time to perfect before districts, or we're experimenting a little bit with energy and emotion. But right now we're focusing on bringing the intensity up and not getting too nervous before state.
And how do the students feel about all of this?
I think they're super excited and very motivated. Even just yesterday, we had an improv rehearsal right after school, and I was in a meeting that ran 5 minutes late. And when I came back to the rehearsal, the students had already started it and were doing warm-ups. So I think they're motivated, they're confident, they're having fun. I think we're in a really, really good place.
And is this a mix of ages?
It is. We've got students from 9th grade to seniors.
And is this your first year with Washington High School?
It is, yes. Yep. But my 2 awesome, awesome fellow coaches have been in the speech program prior to this and have been an awesome, awesome help.
Great. So you're starting off your first year at Washington on the right foot.
I would say so, yes. I've been very fortunate to have such incredible people working with me.
And is there anything you would say to students who may not be involved in speech this year but might consider it next year?
Oh, yes. I think speech can serve everyone, no matter, you know, what experiences you're bringing to speech or where you want to go with your life. There's an event and a category for everyone. We, as coaches, try to make it super open for students to pick their own pieces, write their own pieces, make it work for them. And as far as rehearsal times go and the actual logistics of the speech program, we're also pretty flexible and have times before school and after school and on weekends because we want to catch folks who might be in other activities or have jobs. We want to make sure that we have time available for them to participate as well.
And when is state again?
It is February 4th at Cedar Rapids Washington High School.
Hopefully it's another successful day for Washington.
Yes, I plan on it being.
Okay, is there anything else you want to add?
Thank you for all the support and encouragement we've received from folks. I've got a lot of congratulations and good lucks, and it feels good to know that there's support.
Is it safe for us to say good luck, or should we say break a leg?
We will take either one.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington High School speech coach Nick Cleese. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.